This past Saturday, Te Tai Rāwhiti celebrated the 70th birthday of the annual Tamararo Regional Kapahaka competition. And joining me today to kōrero about the history, its importance to the region, and what the future may look like is Tamararo Chair Māui Tangohau. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Pātai tuatahi, what is Tamararo? I'm from up north, so I don't really have much knowledge of Te Tai Rāwhiti. Hea te kaupapa nei.
Ah, well, Tamararo is, as you said, is the annual kapahaka competition in Te Tai Rāwhiti. Began in 1953, and it was born out of the Hahi Mengare, out of the Anglican Māori Anglican Church, raising funds for the church. So it resulted in the competitions being run, and what was raised was gifted and donated towards the Tahi Mingare. So that was Tamararo. Tamararo came out of that. Tamararo was a gentleman. He's a gentleman in his own right. He's from Te Aitanga Hauriti. He comes from the descendant line of the Rangiuia family, a well respected and well known family in the Māori world, in particular in terms of Ngā Motete. So, and you'll find those Motete in the late Suapirana Ngata's book. As a result of that, that heritage of Tamararo, and Tamararo was basically a person who was engaged in the farming world. He was he farmed in Whangara, which is north of Gisborne and south of Uo, where Tamararo is from, and he farmed there, and he was actively involved in his life of farming the land. And one of the things was he was the instrumental in the initial thrust of providing kapahaka competition to Te Rāwhiti. So they gathered a board together, and under that board came out the Tamararo Memorial Shield, which is what is competed for annually in the senior level, every year. And it's been consecutive since 1953. So that's Tamararo. That's a little bit about Tamararo.
Does the competition also, does it help with, because it's a regional competition, does it also help sort of dictate which kapa represent the rohe with Te Matatini, with Mana Kuratahi, and the secondary comps as well?
All right. So under the mantle of Tamararo is the Te Rāwhiti Cultural Development Trust, which is the trust that was set up. It was a legal entity set up to meet all the conditions of accepting funding, etc. So within the Te Rāwhiti Cultural Development Trust is the management of the whole of kapahaka in Te Rāwhiti. So whether it's Mana Kuratahi, Mana Kuraturua, or Ngā Mātua, the trust has provided the support to enable our performers to perform. So the rohe extends from Potikirua up in the Hicks Bay down to the Mohaka River. So within that boundary, we have those rōpū kura that come to Tamararo, and you can choose to do one or two things. You can choose to whakataeta, you can compete, or you can go whakangaho. If you come into whakataetae, then you participate in the competition for the trophies. And of course, Tamararo is the mantle of them all. And meeting the requirements of, well, I suppose you can call them ture. And we only have a one-page ture for Tamararo. And whatever categories, whether it's primary, junior, or seniors, they must abide to those rules to be able to participate for the trophy. So that's what takes place. But I can just tell you that Tamararo, the trophy for Tamararo wasn't presented until 2 years later, which was 1955, because we didn't actually have the shield then. So the teams that competed initially for Tamararo, there was no trophy until 2 years later.
And what was the turnout? What has the turnout been like at this year's festival, especially after such a rough year for the rohe of Te Tai Rāwhiti? How was it? How were the people feeling with this year's Tamararo?
Te Rāwhiti breathe haka, and we love haka. And of course, with the break as a result of the COVID, etc., that made things build up towards the hunger to get back eating with Yatamira. So with what's transpired, and of course building up to the 70th, we had 20 rōpū take the stage over the weekend and packed house. But we were complimented by our tuakana from Te Whanau Apuni, and also our relations from Pukatohe, who came to support the kaupapa. So 2 days of what I can say to you was that if you went there, it was a hugely memorable 2 days that you can never repeat, because the 70th was Ngahau. We didn't compete. We had Ngahau and in a number of the groups you had well over 100 on the stage, and it was from Ngā Mokopuna, Ngā Pepi, Ngā Rangatahi, me Ngā Matsua, and Pakeke too. So with all that, you put that all together, that's 70 years of kapahaka and Te Tai Rāwhiti, which hugely memorable.
It sounded amazing by your description, Matua. I definitely missed out e te whānau. Nō reira, nei te mihi kia koe mo tō kōrero I te rānei, and I hope that another 70 years continues on for Tamararo as a whakangahau and a whakataitai to bring all the people of Te Tai Rāwhiti together in memory of that tupuna a Tamararo. Yeah. Reira, tēnei te mihi kia koe, Matua.
Tēnā koe. O tira, kia koutou, tēnā tātou.